Yes.
All right, and we are back at it. The Thread Lads. I am Justin Dorsey, and with me, as always, my partner, my buddy, my friend, Kevin O'Connor. How are you, Kevin?
Doing well.
Awesome. Just want to at first give a huge thanks to everyone who downloaded the first initial podcast of the Thread Lads. We really appreciate it. The feedback's been overwhelming, just really awesome.
Yes, thank you everyone, and thank you for making us an official worldwide podcast.
We are a worldwide podcast. We've got a little Australia, a little Germany listening to our initial podcast. So it's just been awesome to know that there's people out here that are actually listening to our nonsense, and it's really cool. And we're going to try to keep giving you some more content as far as everything goes.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah. So hit us up on Twitter at LadsThread, Instagram at ThreadLads. Do we have a Facebook?
No.
We don't have a Facebook. We'll probably get one soon, and you guys can follow us on that as well. But go to the iTunes store, rate us, review us, 5 stars. We love that type of stuff.
And subscribe.
And subscribe, please. Tell your friends, tell your family, everything. So it's just been really cool. So let's get it going. Kevin, how are you? With anything new in your life? Anything?
I'm all right.
Nothing.
Nah, that's
you're about to go on vacation, so you're just pumped to be off of work for a week, aren't you?
About to go on vacation to the beach. Apparently supposed to rain every single day of the vacation.
No, this is a perfect beach weekend.
It's like 10 perfect days beach. Straight of rain in South Carolina.
Well, there you go.
Thunderstorms.
I mean, at least you guys will... It's a family trip, right? So you guys can stay indoors, play games, get some really family... Good family bonding time there, right?
Yeah, it's a family trip. But it is the South, too. Like, I'm going to South Carolina, and...
What do you mean, it's the South? What do you mean by
that? Well, I just feel like...
Although it is.
It's fast-moving weather.
Oh, is that what happens in the South? Fast-moving weather?
I think so.
What are you basing that off of?
I don't know. I just think that, like, I feel like the thunderstorms happen quick, and then they just move.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't know. Clearly, I don't think you're a meteorologist, so...
Well, it said scattered thunderstorms as well, so, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
That's true. That's true.
In the morning, should be all right, hopefully.
I hope you have a good trip. It's going to be nice just to be off work anyway.
Sure. Yeah, it'll be good.
I wanted to start off with something, like, really positive, summertime, feeling good, but just some really terrible news happened. It's July 17th, 18th, we're recording this. Probably come out on the 19th, though, right?
Yeah, dropping 19th.
But Manny Machado has been traded off the Orioles, and it's just a truly sad day. Just as an Orioles fan, somebody who's produced so much for us, has been there through some of... the highest times in my adulthood career when we went to ALCS, watched him come up as like a 19-year-old prospect and just become one of the top 5 players in the league, basically. Yeah. And now he's been traded to the Dodgers. It was the end of an era. I can't help but feel a little sad about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a bummer. That's how I felt when Markakis left, too, I think.
Markakis one hurt. Yeah. This is just like this is one of the best players in baseball, and it was a good run. We weren't a good enough organization for him, so he's going to the Dodgers. Hopefully the prospects we get back for him is going to be nice, but
it's
hard to see in those big picture terms.
Yeah, man,
right,
it's tough.
Now, but whatever.
What was that?
Sports. Fuck.
5 years ago? 6 years ago?
What?
When it was like Machado, Weeders, Marquez.
I think the 2014 season was when we made the ALCS and versus the Kansas City Royals.
That was an exciting time too, like just in Baltimore too, just for everyone to be psyched for the Orioles again.
Oh yeah, it was a great time. I went to the first ALCS game and we lost, but it was still one of the most electric environments. Playoff baseball, when you got a team in it, there's nothing like it because every single freaking pitch is just the most nerve-wracking thing.
True.
During the national anthem, that was the loudest O I've ever heard in my life during that game. It was pretty freaking awesome. And he was a big part of that. I'm going to miss it. But the Orioles suck so much. And we're going to be back to just being shitty with the worst contract in baseball of Chris Davis and everything. But I don't want to dwell on
Let's
Orioles.
Not dwell.
Yeah, no, it's a little too depressing. But making a transition off of baseball, you know what today is, Kevin?
Nope.
As July 18th. It is National Hot Dog Day.
Oh.
National Hot Dog Day. Something, you know, we can all rally around as Americans, or even if you're not American. It's just something that's just so enjoyable.
I think,
personally. Not all people like hot dogs, but
I definitely enjoy myself a tube steak every
tube
summer.
Tube steak, as we do like to call them. Underrated term for the hot dog, the tube steak.
Didn't we... We were talking about this. Someone brought it up that said if you eat like more than two in a year, you increase your risk of cancer like significantly.
That wouldn't surprise me. The amount of nitrates and artificial crap that's in a hot dog, which I already don't know fully what meat is in there in general.
Gotta get the all beef.
Yeah, they say all beef. Yeah, what part of the
I don't
beef
even know is? What's in the non-beef
What part
ones?
Of the beef is it from?
Yeah, that's a...
I don't know.
That's a question we don't want to
answer. That shit is scrapings. Anything that wasn't good enough for what?
Yeah, but all the scraping meats are really good, like Scrapple. That's
Scrapple.
Scraping meat. I don't like bologna, but some people like bologna.
I do not touch bologna.
I like bologna. And
I just don't like the consistency. It doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
The texture, even like the
I like bologna. If it's like mixed in an Italian like sub, like cold cut sub, you know, I'll eat it.
Yeah,
but I will not just get like, I won't make
Italian's,
myself.
A proper Italian sub shouldn't have bologna on it, isn't it? Isn't it like...
Capicola. Oh, okay.
Other stuff.
An
like
American
that.
cold cut sub, probably.
I don't really mess with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever... Actually, I know I've never gone to the store and bought bologna before.
No, can't say I ever have. But getting back to the hot dogs, which is the real topic at hand. Do you think hot dogs are overrated or underrated in the scope of just life? Do you think people overrate them or underrate them?
I don't think they're either.
Or do you think they're properly rated?
I think they're properly rated. I mean, the only time I eat hot dogs is like in the summertime at like a barbecue or like grill or something. Like I don't make myself.
Honestly, yeah.
Hot
Which
dogs.
Makes me like, why is there a National Hot Dog Day? Summer just straight up is National Hot Dog Day. People can test maybe burgers, but no, hot dogs. Summer is the time for hot dogs.
And even honestly, now that I'm like older and like can like afford to, I usually buy like bratwurst or something.
Oh, right, right.
I'd rather have like a sausage.
You're a little too good for hot dogs, huh?
I mean, I'm not gonna say I'm too
whatever,
good for hot dogs.
Up there on your high horse eating your brats,
you throw whatever into a potato bun or whatever.
Yeah, Martin's
delicious
potato roll, fantastic, best rolls.
What's your dog toppings?
Mustard and onions.
Okay.
Why? What you said that with?
No, I was just asking.
The way
well,
you
some
said,
people,
okay.
Well, because there's like the Chicago style. There's like Chicago style. There's like the style.
Oh, that shit. Well, first of all, we're not in Chicago.
The Chicago style has like a full pickle on
it's
it.
It's got like a pickle,
it's
tomatoes,
like a full pickle
and like all the crap. No, like,
there's tomatoes on it.
No, a hot dog has mustard and onions. People that put ketchup, I'll give you a side eye, but I'll let it pass.
Oh,
people,
see,
I put relish on that shit.
What?
Out.
What?
You do this?
I put everything on
oh
there.
Oh my god. You're
onions,
the person
ketchup,
that I don't
mustard,
like.
Relish. I'll throw barbecue sauce on there.
You're
I'll
the person
whatever.
I side-eye the fuck out of at a barbecue.
What are you judging me any hot dogs for?
Because.
You judge hot dog eaters?
I
don't eat hot dog
I
eaters.
Do.
I judge those guys that eat like 90 hot dogs in like a second.
Well, that's competitive.
Dunking them in water.
That's competitive. It's not for pleasure.
Wretched.
It's not at a cookout. That's the weirdest thing. That is just a different sport. That's a sport. It's like wings. Like wing eating contests. I love wings just as much as the next guy. Not going to eat 140 of them in like 5 minutes.
But like wing eating contests, you're not dunking them in water like they do.
Well, you have to dunk the bread in water because it compacts.
You don't have to dunk anything.
You don't have to dunk, but apparently that's a great strategy. I do remember watching like a Kobayashi documentary one time.
I was pretty upset because
of that.
I think like 2 weeks ago I went to a fundraiser and they had a taco eating competition and I didn't sign up for it because I ate about 8 tacos before the competition. But it wasn't even a taco eating competition. It was a speed competition. And it was the first person to eat like 5 tacos. I could have done that.
Hard shell or soft shell?
Soft. Yeah.
If it was hard shell, I'd kill that shell. I would kill it. I feel
really. I feel like the hard shell would be harder to eat quickly because it'll cut up your throat.
Would it cut up your throat if you're not chewing it properly?
Well, when I speed eat, I barely chew.
Like I'm a duck.
Just
putting it down your fucking throat.
I eat fast, though. Like, everyone always comments on it. Like, I try to eat slowly. Just because I'm done. Like, I go to dinner and I'm, like, done before everyone else is. I just sit there like a...
I'm a naturally slow eater. I take my time. I savor the food.
That's better for your digestive system, too.
Probably better. Yeah. Chew a lot. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, you chew a lot?
You're supposed to chew a lot. You're supposed to chew like your food like 12 times or like 8 times or something before you swallow.
Yeah, but everyone has different chews, too. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
Like, there's like
everybody has teeth.
Yeah, everyone has teeth, but like there's different like length, like their like jaw, like the distance, your teeth. I don't know if that. People have different sharpness of teeth or like bluntness, grinding.
I don't know. I don't know if that factors in.
Oh, I definitely don't, like, chew to a batter in my mouth. It's like liquid.
You're supposed to. It's better for digestion, Kevin. I'm just letting you know that.
I like food that's, like when I want to really eat something, that's why I prefer room temperature food, because I can just shove it into my face.
What do you mean?
Like,
all food room temperature?
I prefer most foods room temperature, yeah.
Huh.
Like, not hot and not, like, I never put my food in the refrigerator. Like, when I go to work, I don't use the refrigerator.
Well, I don't always either, but it definitely depends. Like, I'm not bringing fucking tuna and letting that shit sit out. Do you let it sit out? The look on your face.
Yeah.
So it looks like you let sit out.
I mean, the work day is only 8 hours, so by the time you eat lunch, you're like 3 or 4 hours in.
Too much bacteria can form.
Bacteria from what?
From fucking life in the atmosphere.
But
I don't know.
It's just sitting there.
Shit can develop. It's like tuna and mayo.
Tuna and mayo.
Like the least things. I'm pretty sure any like food specialist would be like, hey, you know the top 2 foods you shouldn't just let sit out? Mayo and tuna.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm sitting in a... It's sitting out for like 48 hours. It's like
no,
4 hours.
No, 48 hours. But I don't know. And I'm not even like a weird person like that. I'll kind of like eat whatever, but like... There's certain shit that I need to put in, like, the fridge.
No. I just let it sit there in my backpack until lunchtime.
And then the backpack, too.
Yeah, in my backpack.
It's closed, not getting any air.
Well, what's the air going to do? It's in a Tupperware, anyway, usually.
No.
Nice Tupperware. It's airtight to keep the freshness.
That's interesting.
It locks in the freshness.
Although, that's how I am with my drinks. I don't like ice in my drinks.
Yep.
I like
okay.
my shit kind of more room temperature. It's easier to.
Oh, wait. Actually, I don't know. Well, yeah. Okay. Water. I like room temperature water.
Yeah. Yeah. I do as well. I think it tastes better.
You can drink it faster, too.
Personally. Also, that.
I think you're not even supposed to. Like, if you're exercising, I heard that you're not even supposed to drink ice water because it's like a shock to your system.
What do you mean, a shock to your system?
Because of how cold it is.
So, like, it. Like,
your body has to,
the
like.
Muscle?
No, it's like your heart. I don't know. I probably shouldn't even brought that up because I don't really know. But I just remember,
like your bullshit meteorology about the South.
Well, when I went to the, like, in the South, like, in Puerto Rico, those storms would move instantly. Like, it would.
Puerto Rico is different than South Carolina. I'm just going to let you know it's different latitude.
It's still the South.
That's the way.
Look, I'm trying to make myself feel better about the fact that it's going to rain for straight 10 days of my vacation. Days of my vacation, too. Like, it doesn't start until my vacation starts, and then it stops when my vacation stops.
That's quite unfortunate. Sorry about that.
That's whatever. But apparently, Charleston's a phenomenal place to just walk around and peruse, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to catch the cast of Southern Charm down there, hopefully.
I don't know what that is.
It's
because you have this weird thing that you like
weird.
Bravo reality shows.
Yes, that's interesting. There's nothing weird about that.
It's okay.
It's great TV.
You and my mom have something very much in common.
I think that, look, I'm not going to deny.
Although, don't get me wrong, I love some good Top Chef, but Top Chef is not Southern Charm.
Is that Bravo? Top Chef?
Yeah, Top Chef's Bravo.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a great... See, Bravo's great.
Yeah, Top Chef is great. Southern Charm, fuck that is.
You never even watched it. It's great. It's a bunch of...
Do you like Vanderpump Rules?
It's probably my top three favorite shows
of all time. Are you kidding me?
I love Vanderpump Rules.
What?
Tom Sandoval. What? Tom. They're my dudes. We should get them
on the Tom.
Well, Tom, there's two Toms on the show, so they...
Do they just buddy around?
No, like, the new thing is, like, they're going to open up a bar. Lisa Vanderpump is going to help them open up a bar, and it's going to be called Tom Tom.
Wow. That's fascinating.
They can make a bunch of money, probably.
Probably make a spin-off reality show about it, about the bar that opens up.
Yeah, most likely. There's already been a spin-off reality show with one of the guys, Jax, and his...
Called Vanderpump That Drink Down Your Throat.
I forget what it's called. It was like, because she's from Kentucky, so it was like something about, I didn't watch it. I generally don't watch like the spin-off reality. Although technically Vanderpump Rules is a spin-off.
Vanderpump, yeah, because yeah, so. Wasn't she on one of the Real Housewives?
Or she's still on it, yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. But that doesn't count. because it's a whole different show.
I
basically
don't like the spin-off reality shows except for my top three show of all
that
time.
That one doesn't count. One doesn't count.
Okay. I don't understand how that doesn't count, but okay.
Well, it doesn't count as much as like a spinoff of the spinoff, I guess.
Right. Okay.
Well, because I think, isn't like, all right, so I think Parks and Rec was technically a spinoff. Technically a spinoff of The Office.
Well, why do you think that?
I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere.
There's no characters that are in the
okay,
Office.
Okay, so say Parks hypothetically and Parks and Rec was a spinoff of The Office, I wouldn't watch a spinoff of Parks and Rec because once you get twice removed, that's too much. I can't do it.
Hypothetically, Game of Thrones is a spinoff of The Simpsons, so I wouldn't.
What?
I don't. Those are two completely different shows.
Did you? Did you watch Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
I like that show. Parks and Rec.
I didn't really like The Office that much.
What?
Shoot me.
You didn't like The Office?
The characters. I didn't really like the whole Pam and Jim dynamic. Kind of cheesy. I don't really like love shit. I don't like
love shit.
I don't like romantic comedies.
That's about every show's base that has some love bases.
Oh, that's not all right, true.
Well, let's. All right, go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm just saying that's not true. But I just didn't really. I like some of the characters in The Office. Don't get me wrong. Like, what's that? What's that older like gray-haired dude who's like weird?
Creed.
Dude, that dude's hilarious.
He's awesome.
That's like my favorite character in the whole show.
Yeah, Creed's great. The episode where Dwight like finds drugs in the parking lot and he's like going around, he's like, do you know what this is or whatever, and Creed's like he's like, cannabis sativa. Dwight's like, no, it's marijuana. It's marijuana.
I do remember that part.
Creed's
that part.
Crazy.
But yeah, like but no, wasn't really big on The Office.
Well, you know what I find? Well, I like The Office a lot. I think we like American shows tend to just drag it out. So like, Scrubs is one of my top three favorite shows of all time.
Again, wasn't that into Scrubs? Didn't really like the whole.
That one
I don't
understand.
Really like Zach Braff.
A lot of people don't like Zach Braff. Yeah, a lot of people don't like
Turk
Zach Braff.
Turk was the man.
Turk is awesome. Donald Faison. They still post on Instagram all the time.
I used to fuck with that Clueless show back in the day, too.
Clueless was, dude, I love the Clueless show. I always watch it before school.
Yeah, I did that
show,
too.
Oh, that was a good show. So Scrubs, one of my all-time very favorite shows ever. Just that last season was god-awful. Last, like, two seasons were god-awful. But same with The Office. I never even watched the last season. Parks and Rec, I did watch the last season. There's a lot of shows I end up not watching the last season just because I'm like,
yeah. Hot take, didn't really like the most recent season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
They're just pushing through it a little too quickly. Like, there's not that slow development. You can tell they're just working to get to this end
point.
Well,
there's still, okay.
And it lost a lot of its depth in storytelling, I think.
Well, I think
it just started going after it. Like,
well, they have to squeeze so much in, you know?
I know.
Just getting to, I agree, though. I don't want to spoil anything.
We have to end it now. And then they're going to make, like, a whole freaking other series based off of it.
Yeah, but it's going to be way beforehand.
Right. But what's...
No, I mean, I get you. I was definitely like, it went full action for season 7, which is what's going to happen with season 8 too. But like, you know, it is hard when you go from like the first like the first.
Like, I'm all in on it because I started watching that show.
Yeah, the pace is completely different now.
I have to finish it, but
yeah. Well, we watched the first season together, a lot of it, and yeah. Oh my god! I mean, well, and then the first season is almost like exactly about the like from the books too. So it's like very, you know. But season 7 and the CGI too. They're just like ridiculous, like movie money on these shows.
Oh yeah,
so.
It's insane. It's out of the world. But I mean, it is the best show on TV. It's still like
yeah,
and it's like
that's
one.
Like,
of,
I can't have a top three favorite shows. I have like a top
in this like time of everybody binging stuff and just watching DVRing and watching stuff later. Game of Thrones is almost one of those, like, the only shows that you have to watch on, like, Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only show that I think...
Otherwise, you're just going to get spoiled.
Well, that's the only show...
spoil that show for you.
Like, in the age of streaming, that is the only show that I... If I miss it or, like, you know, I'm bummed out. Like, I want to watch it. When it's coming on, and like I look forward to it all week. I mean, this has been tough waiting basically like a year and a half,
yeah,
2 years.
We have to wait till this winter or something.
No, it's not going to probably come on until April. I know.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. But I will say, HBO still the king of shows for sure.
Well, yeah, actually, you got me into Succession.
I was going to say that's why
I just started watching.
Are you caught up?
Did one come out this past week?
Yeah.
I did not see the
okay.
most recent
yeah.
one. But
that's a crazy show, too. I watched the first episode of Barry, though, too. That was good.
Barry, I'm all in yeah. on, too. I
watch anything with Bill Hader.
Bill Hader's super dope. But this is, like, actually expanding some of what his acting roles have tended to be. It's always been super comedy.
Yeah.
Where Barry's, like, very dark comedy.
Yeah.
But I've watched the first half of the season, and I like it. I actually really do like it.
I only watched the first episode, but it was definitely one of those shows that hooked me right away, which is crazy. You know, a lot of shows takes a couple episodes. But
yeah, no, I was in on that after episode one. Same with that Succession. Succession reminds me of Game of Thrones without the killing and the nudity.
All political, but like in a business
type
of
thing. But everybody like kind of wants power, and everybody's like...
Yeah. Everyone
semi-aligned,
sucks.
But then stabbing each other in the back simultaneously, and I dig it.
Yeah, that's a really cool show. HBO's got great shows, man.
That's why it's not TV, it's HBO.
It's exactly.
Isn't that their thing?
I don't even know. Yeah, you know. But, and then everyone's competing now. Amazon paid like $1 billion to do, like, they're going to have their Game of Thrones with
it's like Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah.
Do you know when that's supposed to take place in the
Middle-earth
timeline?
Oh, I think, like, way back.
Oh.
See, I honestly didn't really like Lord of the Rings that much.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there.
Hobbit, boring as
shit. Hobbit?
The Hobbit.
Well, The Hobbit is different than Lord of the Rings.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
Like, are you talking movies or books?
All of it.
Well, The Hobbit was supposed to be more of a whimsical tale, a little bit more for the adolescent teenagers, where Lord of the Rings was supposed to get a little bit more heavy and more for more of adult range.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a different style of story,
a little
bit.
But I mean,
not that will affect your opinion.
I don't know. I just never got into. I was always into like sci-fi and stuff as a kid and young adult. Like fantasy, I guess, not sci-fi, but like,
yeah.
I just never really got into the Lord of the Rings. I think, honestly, my first introduction to the Lord of the Rings was watching The Fellowship of the Rings in theaters.
Well, yeah.
For like 9 hours, and then I read all the books.
Well, I remember.
Like, I just didn't really, it was what I kind of wanted it to be, but like, if what I wanted was boring as fuck.
It was not fully boring. There were times when it was boring, because each movie is like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
And there would be just like a lot of...
I mean, whatever. A lot of people probably think Game of Thrones is boring. Maybe.
If you think Game of Thrones is boring, what do you find interesting?
Exactly. Well, the book... If you're like reading the book. There's a lot of boring sections of the books.
Oh. Well, yeah. I never really read the books.
Oh. You should listen to them on tape. This guy, I started listening to him on
tape. Something about listening to books on tape that just seems very unnatural to me, and I don't really know.
Okay, I had the exact, because I've always loved, since I was a little kid, I've always loved reading a lot, like a lot. I've always read a ton of books, so it did also, it feels like cheating kind of to like listen to a book on tape, but I started listening to a bunch of people that were talking about how much they enjoyed listening to books on tape. And then you find out, like, the people who write the books, like, narrate them themselves. So it's like, kind of like a different dynamic, too.
Right. Are there voices? Do people do voices?
Yes. In books on tape? The guy who does the Game of Thrones books, I think he won, I don't know if it was an Emmy. I don't know what award you win. Not an Emmy, but he won or it might have been a Guinness Book of World Record. He won an award for the amount of voice acting he had to do because it was fucking Game of Thrones. There's like 900 characters in that.
Yeah, what are the awards for audiobooks?
I think it was a... It might have just been a Guinness World Record.
It was like, well, it's not a Pulitzer.
It might be an Emmy.
Is it?
No, probably not. But like, I think... I think in this case it was the Guinness Book of World Records, but I don't really... He actually...
Just the amount of voices he's did on the audiobook? Audiobooks have been around for like fucking 10 years.
All right, that's a bad example because I honestly stopped listening to that audiobook because he
really selling it.
He pronounces, like, Brienne, pronounces Brienne. So, like, during the book, he's like, Brienne. It's just really weird. He mispronounced. Really? And there's a couple other names he does. And then...
Somebody's going to strip that motherfucker of that.
And then also...
World book
I just have record like a,
if he's saying the shit wrong.
I have, like, a voice in my head for certain characters. And it does kind of, like... But see, most of the audiobooks I've listened to so far or started to listen to aren't, like, story. It's, like, a...
Nonfiction?
Yeah, nonfiction.
Okay.
Like, I really want to... Kitchen Confidential is, like, one of my favorite books, Anthony Bourdain. And I want to listen to the audiobook because he does it. So I feel like that'd be, like, a different...
That'd be pretty cool.
I'll get around to it.
Little posthumous book audio situation going on there. Well, we surely went off a tangent of starting talking about hot dogs to we ended up here.
Oh, yeah, National Hot Dog Day. Whatever. I mean, I enjoy hot dogs.
No, no. Whatever, I enjoy hot dogs.
I do enjoy hot dogs, but only in the summer.
You bastardize the hot dogs.
I don't bastardize the hot dogs.
You bastardize the hot dogs. You put fucking, what do you put on it? Relish and ketchup?
No, I put everything.
You probably put freaking mayo and Thousand Island dressing or some crap on it.
No. What the hell are you doing? Thousand Island dressing might be all right, but I don't put mayo. Ew, what the fuck? Mayo.
Oh, ew. You put relish on it. You're already.
Like, relish is just pickles.
Relish is like a sweetened pickle.
That's sweet relish. They have regular relish.
I don't know if I've ever had regular relish,
sweet relish is that's different. Regular relish is amazing. It's just pickles.
Maybe I need to try regular relish.
I mean,
but
I like
I'm still not
relish,
putting
dude.
That shit on my fucking hot
you
dog.
Don't like,
put it
you
on
don't
my
like
burger.
To spice up your, like, tuna salad with some relish in it? Just pickles?
I guess, no, I don't. Because I don't think I've ever bought relish in my life.
Yeah, well, that little jar will last you, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
And then it'll get all sticky.
Because, ew, that's...
I accidentally, like, knocked over the pickle jar in my refrigerator. I cannot get that smell out of my refrigerator. It just smells like pickles, but not good pickles.
It could... Oh, ew.
It smells like old pickle, like pickle juice.
Old Vlasic.
Like old pickle water.
Just Vlasic taint.
I wish they were Vlasic. Clausen pickles are the pickles you want to go after.
Clausen's better than Vlasic?
Yeah, dude, they sell them in the... They only sell them in the refrigerated section.
As opposed to...
On the fucking shelf.
Honestly, thinking about it, I don't really know how often I bought pickles. I'm like, wait, they sell two different brands in two different sections?
I'm a huge fan of pickles.
I just like Vlasic because of the little stork dude.
Yeah, well, Vlasic, that's the next best, in my opinion. It goes Clausen.
What name another pickle company?
Generic.
Giant brand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's my second favorite brand of pickle.
I'm sure.
Of the only two I could come up with.
Yeah, I definitely don't know any other. I'm sure Heinz makes pickles.
Yeah, beet pickles.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, the hot dogs, National Hot Dog Day, it definitely doesn't need its own day. Everyone enjoys hot dogs in the summer. Do you like yours burnt or not burnt when you grill?
Little charred.
Yeah, you gotta get the charred.
Little charred up.
Definitely.
Otherwise,
it's just like
you prefer
rubbery.
Propane or charcoal?
Oh, all right. That's tough, man. I prefer charcoal, but I am not good at, like, what are we talking about, cooking or taste? Because if I'm going to cook something, I am better at propane. I never cook stuff right on charcoal.
Yeah, propane's a little easier. Charcoal
it's way
takes
easier.
a little while to get the hang of.
If someone else is making it, I'll take charcoal all day because of that.
I like that little, that, like, kind of taste that the charcoal provides.
Oh, yeah. And just the smell. Like,
easy.
Nothing the like face a barbecue. You just made,
it was very semi-orgasm.
I still think about that London broil you made last summer.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Oh, man.
That was great. I haven't made a nice London broil in a while. I'm going to have to do that again.
It's an underrated barbecue meat.
Seriously, most people aren't doing that. Most people aren't hooking that shit up.
That's true. Most people aren't bringing your boy Jay, I'm giant doing that. Things of meat to a...
Yeah, yeah. A giant just slab of meat to a cookout isn't typically popular, but whatever.
Yeah.
It was. That's what I do.
It was delicious.
All right. Well, I think we've exhausted this topic, even though we weren't really talking about the main topic. But we're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll see you on the other side of this ad that we don't have because we don't have any advertisers.
But you won't even know.
And we're back. So we could talk about a lot of different things. Didn't you say you had like some sort of like story or something you wanted to like say? You wanted some of my feedback, some of my life advice. I know I'm very, very heady and
yep. So okay,
wise beyond yep, my years.
Definitely,
so.
Definitely. So this was actually two things that happened in a pretty short time frame, but I wanted to get your opinion on this. You know, it's like a it's like basic like. It's like a human you know.
I don't know.
One would not necessarily call me the most social of butterflies, probably. But
would not be the first term to describe you, no.
But I do know how to at least act in this. So, all right, the first one that happened, well, this is actually the second one that happened, but I'm telling you about it first because it's the most recent.
What?
We're having this major project going on at work. Had someone come to, like, help us out at the school we're working. So we work in schools for all you worldwide listeners that don't know. I work in elementary schools. And, you know, it's always weird when you come into a new situation and there's already, like, a group there and, you know, you kind of have to, like, navigate.
Kids?
No, no, adult, like us. There's no kids in the schools now. We're just...
Oh, true. It is mid-July.
Yeah, well, there are summer schools in some schools. But yeah, so, you know, coming into a new group, navigate around that, you know, it's probably like, oh, these people probably already have like a thing and they know each other or whatever. This guy, though, gave me like the weirdest vibes the whole time. Like he,
How do you mean? Weird vibes? Like what? He's just acting weird? Did he look weird?
No, no. Looked, it started off fine. Said, hey, you know, hey,
is he old?
Hey,
how
I'm
old
Kevin.
Are we talking about?
I
give
so
a visual description of this person.
So bad at judging. Judging age.
Really?
I'm not good at judging age, dude.
Range. I'm not talking about, like, exactly. I'm like, 47.
25 to 50.
That's absurd.
Yeah, but...
Insane. You can't, like, tell how old this guy is?
No one can tell.
Well, not, like,
I'm almost
exactly
30.
How old he
is. I definitely don't look almost 30.
Okay. Keep telling yourself
no,
that.
No, yeah. Anyway, moving... I don't look 30. So, yeah, I started finding, you know, hey, I'm, you know... I'm not gonna say his name, obviously. And I'm, you know, I said I'm Kevin and whatever, and it was fine. And then he started being like, kind of like weird, asking me like, almost like to the point where I was like, is this dude like checking up on me, asking me if I was like on my lunch, like weird stuff. And then like,
you think he might have been hitting on you?
No, I don't. But this is the part that I thought was really weird, just from like a normal. So, just left, didn't say. Bye. Like, he went to go grab lunch.
Mm-hmm.
He just like left, which is all right. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, where did he go? And they were like, oh, I don't know. Uh-huh. Like, did he leave? No. And then he like came back, you know, had his lunch or whatever. And then at the end of the day too, he just like walked right by. You don't you think he would say
this? Just doesn't really sound like. I still don't really understand.
Isn't that weird? Don't you say hi and bye to people? Like, even if like I'm like, oh, hey guys, I'm gonna go grab lunch or something, like. You know what I mean? Like, you don't just...
That's not, why I need to... Like, how old was this guy? What
like,
did he look like?
Like, 35, I'd say.
Give me a visual.
He's tall, and he has like, dad bod.
Bald? Glasses?
Bald, no glasses.
Okay.
Or shaved head, I would say, probably.
Okay, so you come into work this one day, and...
Well, it's been the whole week.
The whole week. So this guy's just giving off some weird vibes. Like, he's not very personable.
Well, so at first...
What you're saying?
Well,
like,
no, no. At first,
like,
I thought it was...
Awkward around other people
or something?
At first,
I thought it was just shyness. Because I was like, the dude's coming into a new group that's totally acceptable.
Right.
Right. Because...
Maybe he's on the spectrum.
No, I don't... Maybe. You never know if someone's
no,
on
I'm
the spectrum.
I'm just saying. So... But he's just giving weird vibes, and then he's just, like, kind of ghosting, like, not really saying hi or goodbye.
And it's not, really. Like, we're working on a project.
But you said he was asking you, what kind of questions was he asking you?
All like, right.
Checking up on you? What type of stuff was he asking
you? So, I don't want to get into too much detail.
Why not?
Because it's the Worldwide Podcast, so I don't want to, like, blow anybody up. But I will say,
so, from the sounds of it, this motherfucker's not going to listen to
so
this.
So, I work in IT, and I have to... over the summer, because now every kid in Baltimore County has a laptop, and over the summer is a major refresh project where all of the...
Oh, yeah, you guys are, like, rebooting the computers.
Yeah.
Or, like, reinstalling
shit. They all get fixed and stuff. Yeah, so, anyway, gotcha. I was just sitting there, putting in, like, notes and things like that. It's, like, asking me all these questions, like, are you on lunch? I'm, like, no, I'm not on lunch. Like, why are you... Well, I, at first
he would ask you, are you on lunch while you're working?
Yeah, well, I was just sitting there, and I was like, oh, why? Because then I was like, well, I said at first, like, no, what's up? Because I thought maybe he didn't want to ask me a question because he thought maybe I was on lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, I was like, no, I'm not on lunch. He's like, I was like, why? What's up? He's like, I just wanted to know. And I was like...
That... He said that?
Yeah, he said, I just wanted to know. And then...
That's...
And, that's, you know, weird. This is like a project where we're, you know...
Are you on lunch right now? No, I'm not. I'm clearly still working. Oh.
I just... So you agree that it's weird?
Yeah, that's weird.
Exactly. All right, that's all I wanted to know. All right, so the second incident...
Of course. Well, that would be fucking weird as
but
hell.
But don't you think that not saying bye is weird, too? Like, when you go...
That's not as weird
you don't think
as
that's
him
that weird?
Saying, are you on lunch? Why are you asking me if I'm on lunch? Just because I wanted to know. That's weird.
That
it sounds like
weird.
There's like a freaking spy or some shit.
I know,
what the
right?
What is that? You think there's people from the greater Baltimore County public schooling people or whatever that are sending somebody in to like see, making sure you guys are saying your tasks? Or is he just like fucking weird?
I think
might be
fucking
weird.
You never know nowadays, people. But anyway, the second thing was so this,
that is true.
The other one, I just wanted. I think
no, it sounds weird. This guy's weird.
I'm actually. I think it's weird that you think the lunch break thing is less weird or is more weird than not saying.
He doesn't know any of you motherfuckers. Why does he have to
say
bye
to someone? It's like a couple people in the room.
Is he like walking past you?
Yes,
leaving?
Walked past me twice.
Eye contact.
Probably. I didn't look up.
So you didn't fucking... It's two sides to every story.
Hey, whatever, bro. Hey, so...
He didn't say goodbye to me when I was not looking
second,
at him as he left.
The second weird...
And this person that I don't know.
The second weird thing was I was... a friend of ours was on vacation, so we were watching their dog for a week. You met Sam. Sam's a dope dog.
Sam's a nice dog. What is that, like Golden Retriever or some shit?
He's like a Golden Retriever. He's just like the calmest, most friendly Golden Retriever in the world.
It's pretty chill.
So I like to take him out last because I also already have dogs here. But when I take the dogs for walks, I like to take him out last because he doesn't like flip out on squirrels or like anything. He's just a calm, relaxing walk. So I will walk all the poop to the poop trash can with him because it's just a very relaxing walk.
Okay.
So this was this past Saturday night or Friday night, but I stayed in for the night. I just wanted to go to bed early, take it easy. I had some stuff to get done. So it was probably like 10 o'clock maybe at night. Had my headphones in, walking the dog to the poop trash can. And as I'm walking back, I see this woman in the distance, and I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, maybe she's coming up the back or whatever. And then I see her like flagging me down, like, you know, giving the wave,
shit.
Giving the wave. And so, you know...
Yeah, the wave.
So I took my headphones...
The stress?
Just like a
stress?
An attention. Like an attention... Like, to catch your attention type thing. And so I took my headphones out. I was like, hey, what's going on? And she was like, oh, so someone's dog just chased my partner. And I was like, oh. I was like...
My partner? Like her spouse?
I guess.
Or something?
You know, their partner. Yeah, it could be spouse or
girlfriend
or boyfriend.
Know,
you know,
like,
whatever. I don't know. Or she said, what's wrong or something? And I was like, oh, I don't know. What's up? I was like, what's going on? Another one of those, like, what's up type situations.
Okay. So this woman, she...
I had my headphones in, whatever. Meanwhile, so she starts petting Sam because he's like the most friendly dog in the world. She's like petting him and stuff. She's like, yeah, someone's dog just chased my partner and my dog. And then the dog ran back. I was like, oh, that sucks. She's like, it wasn't you, was it? I was like, no, it wasn't me. And then so she goes, are you certain? And I was like, yes, I'm certain it wasn't
meanwhile,
me.
She's petting
meanwhile, she's dog. Petting the dog. So then I was like, oh, that's tough. I was like, that sucks.
She's petting the calm dog that's not doing anything.
She's petting the calm dog that's not on a leash.
Yeah.
And so then, as she's still petting the dog, and I was like, oh, that sucks. Like, sorry to hear that. She's like, yeah, but the dog ran back home. I was like, oh, that's good at least. And then she goes, you're certain it wasn't you? And I was like, yes, I'm certain it wasn't me. And I was like, you know, I may or may not.
Did Sam look like the dog that chased her partner or something?
The thing was so... And then she asked me if I was certain again after that.
I'd be like, bitch, get the fuck up.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you. Do you get aggressive or not in that situation? I was already like...
I would get aggressive. It was like... When was this? What day did this happen? It was like late. You probably worked. You had like less shit going on. Getting home.
It was I can't remember if it was Friday or Saturday night, but it was a weekend night. I stayed in, but it was like 10 o'clock at night.
I would have been like, yo, does this look like the fucking dog that chased you? No. Okay, so back the fuck up. Like, I do not fucking play with
these
people.
I was standing like in front of my apartment, so I didn't necessarily want to get like too intense. And then she's like, it's that guy, right? You know what I mean? Plus,
how old was this lady? What she looked like?
God damn it. I don't know. She's like, 25 to 50. And so, like, no, she's probably like 30. I don't know. I can't judge age. She's like 32, maybe. She's 32 years old.
I wasn't asking for a specific age. Mid 30s.
No. Late 20s, early 30s, okay. I would say. But the whole thing was very strange to me. One, like, it's very accusatory because she obviously thought she had something on me to ask me that many times. But then I was like right outside of my apartment. And then also the fact that, like, you know, you're not technically supposed to have someone else's dog. We're, you know, we're watching them. Yeah, so I didn't want it to be a whole thing. But it was just very...
I don't mess with these people that... And I get it. Whatever. Her partner, who sounds like a bitch.
So what type of person...
Got chased away by a dog. Whatever. She didn't recognize your dog as being that dog. I would have been like, did the dog run back here? Because this is where I fucking live. So if he didn't run back here, back the fuck up out of my face. I don't have time for this shit to deal with your little issues and stuff like that. Like, I don't really put up with stuff like that, nonsense from people. And I get it, whatever. She was a little freaked out from some dog. Whatever, go home. Have a glass of wine. Chill the fuck out. Nothing happened to any of them.
Well, that's my thing. It's like, clearly the dog turned around.
Or did anything.
Oh, like, man. Cares? Well, it was just like very...
And what? She's out searching for...
I know, that's
people?
What I thought,
like,
too.
It's very like bold, at night.
Bold to just go up to someone.
Yeah, if First you're all, so scared of the freaking dog, why are you going out searching for this dog that could come attack you again that didn't really do anything anyway?
Yeah, it was...
Fuck that.
The whole... It was... Yeah.
Fuck that. That's my position on the whole
thing. Well, I appreciate that position. But yeah, it's true. I just didn't... I was shocked by the whole thing. I didn't know, because I had my headphones. I left my headphones in at first, too, honestly. So I didn't know what the fuck she was saying in the beginning. And then she started talking about the dogs. So I took them out, and I was like, oh.
That sucks. Oh, well. Whatever. Didn't anybody get hurt? She would have been like, no. And I'm
that's
like,
what I was
so,
like.
Right,
yeah. I was like, get off the dog, too. Like, I kind of like pulled him away. I was like, she's petting the dog the whole time. And not just like a pet. She's like, oh, hi, puppy. She did one of those.
Really?
Yeah. And she asked me if I was certain 3 times. Are you certain? That's how she did. Are you certain? Are you certain? I was like, Jesus Christ.
It's like, I don't know. What are you insinuating?
I should have.
Do you think it was me?
Damn, I should have done that.
But it was just like a dog.
I've also
never... There was no owner or anything around this other
dog?
No,
she just came up alone. I've also never seen her, like, you know, around the place before, so I don't know where she came from, like, direction-wise.
I don't have time for people like this.
I mean, I wasn't worried about it afterwards. I just thought it was very weird. It's like people, you know, it's very...
It's annoying. A lot of people, you have these annoying encounters that just, like, happen to you out and stuff like that.
It's like people who talk to you in the grocery store line.
Wait, you don't like talking to people in the grocery store line? Or what?
You do like talking to people in the grocery store
line? Well, I mean, there's a difference between talking to somebody in the grocery store line.
I don't want anyone
line.
To talk to me in the grocery store
there's
line.
There's a difference between somebody talking to you in the grocery store line and then accusing you of some shit in the grocery store line.
Well, that's true. But I also, you know, we don't need to have a conversation in the grocery store line.
I'm a little bit more personable and people friendly than you.
Well, what are you talking about? Like, oh, yeah, that milk's great. You know,
yeah. Like, oh, a little small talk.
I love that brand.
Like, oh, yeah.
I love plums.
Weather's crazy out there. I love these plums. Oh, my God. Isn't it hot today? I'll make small talk all the time. I'll make small talk all day. I used to be like a waiter, so I used to have to do that shit all the time anyway.
I was a server as well.
At an old folks' home.
Yes. At an old folks' home. But still, I had to be extra personable because they're all old.
No, I can barely hear you.
You know, I had this situation one time when I was in the self-checkout line, which I usually like to go to because they get few things.
I'm always a self-checkout line person anyway, unless there's some lines that are shorter that I can check out in. But I'm always I do the self-checkout line just like from the last week when I was telling you how I like
did you get go,
my
oh yeah
my cheaper mm-hmm. apples
did I you like go to the self-checkout line with a shitload of fruit, because that's annoying, because when people like have to like search through menus to get like the 90 pieces of individual
Look,
vegetables
I get that might be annoying and stuff like that, but you know, other people don't give a fuck about the people waiting for them. So I've learned that.
No, that's how the cycle continues.
The person who could be waiting for me could also be another dick who's going to take forever anyway.
That's not a good way to think about it.
Why? Why?
All right, so
why is that not a good way for me to think about it?
What's going to happen to me? That's a negative cycle.
It doesn't affect me any. You're not going to break. I hate to break it to you, Kevin, but you're not going to break the cycle.
I'm breaking the cycle.
You're not going to break the cycle of douchebag
people. The cycle's broken. Oh, well, so I was standing.
It's like people that drive really slow in the left-handed lane.
Oh, that is bad.
And like you driving up on their ass and like or some shit or like speeding around them. It's not going to break the cycle of these fuckers that drive really slow.
Well, that's
slow
an equally douchey move too, though. Like aggressively driving.
Honestly, people that drive super slow on the left-handed lane, or people that just cruise in the merge lane. In the middle of like a merging area when there's mad middle lane to go to. So like when you're like merging on to like the highway or whatever, and somebody's just like cruising the merge lane.
That's rough.
And like it's they're like going like semi as fast as you, and like you have to brake or really speed up.
Everything becomes
to merge
a thing.
Over. And then there's nobody in the middle lane next to them. Which I'm like, why the fuck are you in the merge lane if you're not about to merge or like get off your exit, or you just got on your exit, and then the middle lane there's all this fucking space, and you know my ass is trying to get over, yet you can't just move over to the left. You're just gonna like cruise at your own fucking speed.
People get weird.
That shit
down the
pisses
road.
Me off.
That people get weird when driving. They do though. Like it becomes like it's like their road. Like they. But anyway, let me get back to this self checkout. I was standing in the self checkout lane. And I had some pancake mix. I was buying pancake mix.
Just pancake mix?
Yeah, that's why I was in the self-checkout lane, because I had, like, one item. You know, I wasn't, like... And the guy...
Yeah, I love pancakes.
This guy came... This personable man or whatever came up to me. He's like, that stuff will kill you. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And he's like, pancake mix?
He's like, I gave up carbs. I'm like, I do not care.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, but it's that type. Why? Why?
It was like,
why?
What do you eat, bro?
Right.
What the fuck do you eat?
No, because then he probably would tell me everything he ate.
Yeah, and then I'll be like, that shit's made with GMOs. That shit probably has some fucking shit in it, too. You're going to die, too.
No, you don't want to engage with a person like
that. It's those motherfuckers.
Because he probably practices in his head all the responses to this stuff. To the pancake eaters and all that stuff.
I gave up carbs. It's like, dude, did I fucking ask you?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We don't need to have this conversation. Let
and,
me
like,
buy
you're them. In good shape, too. Like, it's not like you're just like...
Exactly.
Like, because I judge, unfortunately.
You're judging
like,
people in the
I judge people.
Design?
I judge girls. I judge people all the time, even though I'm very accepting and I'm... And like,
Jesus, the dark side of
diversity. I'm all about... Do whatever the fuck you want. I'm not telling anybody how to live their
do
life.
Do whatever you want, but I'm going to judge.
But I'll judge.
Well, it is true. If someone says they don't like they don't have some kind of quick judgment, it's a lie. Everyone has that, like, you know, quick, like, lizard brain, instant judgmental thing. Yeah. I'm not going to judge someone for
like, I judge people.
Pancakes,
I judge people that get Hungry Man meals or something like that.
Oh.
And that's what they're eating.
Yeah.
Like, and I'd just be like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, man. That's not a good choice.
Like, I judge.
That's not a good choice.
I'm not going to bring it up to somebody. I'm not going to go up to be like, you know that shit's going to fucking kill you, dude. Like, no, I don't do that. But
that's not even a good option. Like, I think those are kind of expensive, dude. You could just buy something better.
I wouldn't know. I don't buy that shit.
Maybe we should eat some Hungry Man on the podcast.
You wanna taste test some Hungry Man on this shit?
Yeah, I'd be down. I'm sure it just tastes like salt. I feel like they just had to pour salt
into definitely those. A lot of sodium.
Ton.
100%. Ton. Although, I'm not going to lie, I fucked with kid cuisines when I was little.
I ate a ton. But you see, what was it after football practice and stuff? Because that's when I always ate them.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, before, after. Parents don't have time to cook shit.
Oh, no, my mom didn't have time to, like, cook anything. I'm sorry, Mom, but my mom's not a good cook.
Damn,
she just no, she just what wasn't. She was. Just wasn't. Like, she didn't have time. She was, like, raising kids. She worked, like, full-time. Then we all played sports after school. She was just hopping around. During the weekdays, like, there's no time to even, like, cook anything, like, real meals. So I was always just, like, yeah.
Well, that's realistic. And especially in, like, the, I guess we grew up in the late 90s, early 2000s when we were, like, adolescent. That was, like, the time, especially the late 90s, everything was, like, fucking extreme, like, berry blasted, frozen. Everything was like frozen or gushing. Like, we didn't grow up in this like healthy time.
Frozen.
Everything was frozen and like neon colored. Yeah, so, you know, Pop Tarts for breakfast. Pop Tarts, Go-Gurt, cereals, Dunkaroos. I mean, all this stuff is delicious.
I don't like Dunkaroos.
Are you kidding me?
The cream in Dunkaroos honestly made me a little nauseous just eating it.
It was just like Funfetti.
That was gross.
What?
I don't like it.
Oh my God.
I really didn't like the cream and Dunkaroos. I liked the cookies. I would, like, if I just got, like, a pack of Dunkaroos, I would just eat, like, the cookies and not eat the cream stuff. That's not even real cream. I don't even know what the fuck that
Well, yeah. Is. Well, it's just like those.
God knows what the hell that is.
Well, it's like those, the handy snacks or whatever. That's not cheese.
The what?
You know, like, the crackers and or the breadsticks and the cheese. They come in the little, like, it comes in that little container, and you, like, it comes out a little red stick. Oh,
the little red stick. Little no, red that shit stick. Was dank, dude.
Dude, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That was my ish.
You didn't like
love
Dunkaroos?
Fake cheese. Fake cheese, I love.
Oh, my
God. Fucking give me, I used to love the Cheese Whiz out of the can, just spray that shit on Ritz crackers.
Well, yeah, I liked that, too, but I also enjoyed Dunkaroos. No, it's like the exact same thing, just different. Different flavor.
Levels of how good it is.
Different levels of preservative.
I don't know. I didn't really like Dunkaroos.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, that was all stuff I would eat at the pool when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And Gushers.
Gushers, fantastic.
A fruit by the foot and fruit roll up, which I did not like fruit roll up. I like fruit by the foot.
We talk a lot about a food on this podcast so far.
We should probably pivot to be a food podcast.
Maybe we should just talk about food. Underrated food.
Oh, okay. That's a great segue to. So for my New Year's resolution this year, it was to give up one thing per month, and most of it was food based.
Yeah. What are you doing this month?
I skipped this month.
Did you skip last month as well?
I skipped last
What's
month.
What's the last month you didn't skip? March?
February.
Damn.
Well, so this brings I almost made it through March.
Made it through March of what? What was your March one?
So my January monthly give up was no alcohol, so I didn't drink at all in January.
That's
which
why I didn't
did.
Hang out with you in January.
Yeah, that was tough. But what was even tougher was February. I gave up coffee. That was miserable.
Oh, yeah. You seemed miserable.
I was miserable. I will never do that again in my entire life.
You seemed just like a miserable person that month. Way more so than that month you gave up alcohol.
Too. I was like not motivated. I at work. I couldn't even like, I wasn't awake. That was weird. I will never give up caffeine again. I definitely cut back though. For a little bit, and now I'm back to how I was.
Now I'm back to
March. March, I gave up cheese, and then I forgot, and I had pizza, and then so like, I forgot. Nice. And then April, May, June, July, you know, whatever.
You know.
So I think that
April, May, June, July.
I think that
that's
August.
4 months.
I think that August, I'm gonna go. Got a little bit of feedback on the pod last week. About how maybe, about some stuff I said about vegetarians. So I think that in August...
Really? Did you get some stuff back on vegetarians?
I got a little bit of feedback because I said that vegetarianism was a choice. Or people don't do it. Some people don't do it for health. It's just a choice. But it's because of, you know, factory farming and things like that. People,
right.
You know, I should have been more sensitive to that. So I'm sorry. So I think that in August, I'm gonna go vegetarian for the month of August.
Really?
Yes, in solidarity to those comments or whatever. It's going to take me a little...
Interesting. Yes, that's a good move.
I'm going to do that. It's going to be tough because I don't necessarily know... You know, I have to make sure I'm getting foods.
Well, right, yeah. You're going to have to just make sure you're getting the proper amount of protein, yeah, and iron and stuff like that.
Get some quinoa.
Yeah.
And see, I have to decide whether or not...
Does quinoa have protein in it?
I think so. It's like a...
It sounds like you need to do some research.
Well, exactly. I'll do some research on vacation. Also, I don't know if I'm going to go pescatarian.
I would have to go pescatarian. I honestly think I could give up meat, but I could not give up fish.
I love fish.
Or seafood.
Seafood.
I can't do
it. Yeah,
it's tough to give up seafood. I could not give up
seafood. They say they don't have a nervous system or whatever. They don't feel pain. I feel like it's a lie. I don't know those people that say that.
I didn't realize there was people. They don't think that seafood has pain.
No, they definitely do. I mean, you catch a fish, you can see it wiggling. It's got a fucking hook in its mouth.
Well, that's usually because they can't breathe.
Okay, and also the giant hook in its mouth.
Also true.
Anyway, that's beside the point. I'm going to probably try to go vegetarian for the month of August. I can do a little bit of research just so, you know.
Yeah, you make sure you're getting all your nutrients.
But anyway, you know, that's that. It'll be tough.
But that's cool. I can back that. I've had friends that are vegan, vegetarians, and I mean, all the food's good. One of my favorite foods of all time is falafel.
Yeah, falafel's. I think my hardest
part. I love that shit.
I think my hardest part is like, what do you do when, you know, you're out? I
mean, and you just really want to stay.
Well, yeah. You just want that cow. Well, you like forget your lunch or something. You didn't pack your lunch. Then you and you're not necessarily near anything.
And it's just a generally tougher life, I guess.
It's tougher life. I mean, you also...
Just because you have to think a little bit more.
Now and also just not eat. Shit. I don't necessarily have to eat constantly all the time. Am I really that hungry? Who knows? No, I'll probably learn a lot from this. We'll pot about it. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. I want to keep updated on this. I want you to stick with it, unlike you have for the past 4 months.
Okay, well that... You've never...
It's not even really a New Year's resolution. Well, I don't even make resolutions anymore.
Well, I want... The real resolution was just not drink in January. I do like sober January.
Sober January. A lot of people do that. Isn't that like a popular thing that people do?
It's very popular. That's why I did it.
Sober January.
But it really was good, though. It resets you, too.
I guess that's true. It's a cleansing of sorts.
It's also like...
I should do that.
It's not...
Probably.
Well, plus, there's nothing
I'm not going to do that during the summer.
Well, exactly. There's nothing going on in January.
I feel like, what would be the best month for me personally to give up? It's probably like...
January. January is awful.
I guess January
It's Christmas hangover, holiday hangover.
That's true.
And you're just back at work after like...
My birthday's not until February. So yeah. I would be drinking on that shit. February 2nd, Groundhog's Day with that.
Oh yeah, you can celebrate by drinking on your birthday.
Shout out to the Groundhog.
What is it?
I guess January would be...
Pensacola. What is it?
Pensacola?
Pips? What was the
name? Pensacola's like a place
in Florida. Yeah. What's the Groundhog's name?
Oh, Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil, yeah.
Oh, bro, of course.
Yeah.
Clearly I need to sit you down and watch...
No, I've seen that movie. Groundhog's Day.
Do you like that movie?
I didn't when I was a kid. For some reason, it really freaked me out. It might have been because he kept trying to
kill me. Somebody recently said they didn't like that movie. I couldn't remember who it was. And it made me really upset.
I like anything with Bill Murray. Oh, they're making Zombieland 2. I know, he probably won't be in it because he died.
He did. He did just blasted in Zombieland.
But, yeah. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I wasn't really saying anything of any importance.
Everything you say is important.
To me,
Bill Murray's the shit. Oh, wait, real quick, before we end, if we are ending... Joker origin movie, Joaquin Phoenix.
They did just announce the Joker origin movie. It's supposed to come out in early 2019, maybe like mid 2019. But yeah, Joaquin Phoenix is going to be in that. How do you feel about that? You said you had like a bunch of Joaquin Phoenix hot takes.
Oh no, I like him. Great in Her.
Oh,
Great in Her.
Never saw it.
I listened to the Mark Maron podcast, Casey Affleck, and they were talking about the like.
Didn't Casey Affleck like rape somebody?
I think he was accused of some sort of sexual assault. Yes. Right. But regardless of that.
No.
They were talking about that, like, because apparently he was involved in that documentary they did, or like, quote unquote documentary where he was like pretending to be a rapper. You know, that
right,
whole like,
yeah,
weird
that
thing. That kind of didn't, I don't, did it work?
I don't know.
I don't know if that worked. But anyway, I mean, he was great in Her and all his other movies and things like that.
I never saw Her.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to think of what
Gladiator.
Phoenix. Yeah, Gladiator is badass. That's a great movie. What the hell else have I seen him in? I feel like I've seen him in some other shit.
He's been a bunch of stuff. Whatever. You know, he's not. He's all right. He chills.
Well, I think he's a good actor.
Yeah, no, he's a great actor. What I was going to say was, but who's going to play the Joker? Jared Leto again?
I assumed that it was going to be Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, he's going to be...
I don't know. They're like Joker origin movie with Joaquin Phoenix. Like, who the fuck else would it be?
I don't know. Jared Leto's like been the Joker for like in these other, like Suicide Squad and all that.
Yeah, shit. That one movie. That sucked, and they cut out most of his parts.
I didn't even watch it. Did not watch it. I do, you know.
I didn't see Suicide Squad.
I didn't watch any of those DC movies.
I'm not big on the DC. I'm not big on superhero movies anyway.
Me either. I haven't really seen any of them.
They're all the same.
Although, I was a huge Batman the Animated cartoon fan. I was like,
come on, dude, remember what we watched? I was a giant Batman Beyond. Batman Beyond.
Do you remember
Spider-Man one?
Oh, well, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man yeah, Animated, but that's X-Men, oh, Artemis. Yeah. But, like, I just mean, like, I loved the animated, like, superhero cartoons. Like, I just, like, all these movies coming out. All of these, like, live action. It's just like, well, then it's always the same fucking movie. It's guy's like a nerd or has, like, some sort of hardship. He gets a power. He struggles to harness his power. Some sort of bad guy comes. Guy doesn't think he's going to beat the bad guy. Then he beats the bad guy, and then he gets the girl. For better or worse, that's how most of all of these fucking superheroes
are. Yeah, I feel like you could break down any movie like that, though. Not like that, specifically, but you could break...
About getting superpowers.
But I think the problem, we never really got past the origin stories of any of these movies, because, you know, nowadays, it's like, now they can go beyond that story, instead of, like, rebooting the same thing over there. I mean, I don't really watch them. Spider-Man was my favorite superhero growing up. I haven't even watched...
Mine, too.
Haven't even watched the...
I haven't watched since they've switched off Toby. The new one's supposed to be good, or something. I don't know.
I think it was probably pretty... good. I think it got good reviews. I don't know.
Whatever. Should we wrap this up?
Yeah, let's wrap.
All right. Well, that'll be another week for the Threat Lads. Again, thank you so much to everybody out there that's listening. Hit us up on Twitter at Threat Lads or Instagram Threat Lads. Rate, review us on...
Subscribe.
iTunes, subscribe as well, but we really...
Coming soon to Spotify and Stitcher, but right now... iTunes, Google Play.
Right, yeah, Kevin's all over that stuff. I'm just here for the content. But thank you again so much, and I was going to, like, leave with some parting words of wisdom, but I kind of forget.
Break it down.
I forget what it was. It's like, I had, like, a quote. It was supposed to be a really good quote. It's something about whenever you're feeling trampled down by life, remember that... the trampled down flowers that make some of the best smelling perfume. So whenever you're feeling a lot of pressure and feeling trampled down on the world, that kind of makes you a better... I butchered the shit out of this quote. Wow. I don't really remember.
That was beautiful.
But something inspirational for people to take with them.
That was inspirational. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Their day or whatever. Because there's so much goddamn negativity these days. We need a little bit more positivity.
That is true.
A little bit more focus. Well, just sticking with it.
You may have been a little negative on that podcast. I like hot dogs.
You like hot dogs in a shitty ass way. All right. Hey, we'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. All right. And we also actually forgot to mention Kevin is going on vacation. Well, we said that Kevin's going on vacation, but he's going to be gone all next week. So we're going to pull one out of our practice archives.
Archive.
Or whatever. Whatever. It's a great archive episode. We were still honing our skills a little bit before we released it.
It was actually during the World Cup, I think. So we had a little bit of World Cup talk on that. You actually, real quick aside on this, a while back, I don't know if it's in this archive episode, but a different archive episode, you actually called Croatia winning the cup.
They didn't win the cup.
I know, but they made it to the finals. That's still pretty good.
Did I say Croatia was going to win? I knew I had confidence.
Yeah,
in
you
Croatia.
Said that
they looked really good.
You said that Croatia was your dark horse and that you thought they were going to win.
Oh,
so that's pretty sweet.
There we go.
All right. Well, anyways, so that.
But yeah, so we're going to release like something from the past a little bit next week just to keep it going. But then the week after we will be coming at
right back
you
at
with
it.
Some more fresh material and everything. So thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys.
See ya.